Trotts Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we've got a weekly chat with Boss Now, Andy Scott. Andy, let's talk about last Saturday's match, a 2-2 draw in the end, home against tough opposition Bristol Rovers, but a bit of a controversial match in a way in places, and it was one of those games, shots going front, then behind, and eventually fighting spirit got that 2-2 draw.
Yeah, it had everything, the game last week. Big crowd, good atmosphere, two committed teams, two suspect penalties, sending off, plenty of incident. We played very well. You know, we probably deserved to get a win, really. We hit the bar at the end. The kitters made two fantastic saves, and they blocked one on the line in the last 5 or 6 minutes. But, you know, it was a good performance against a top side in the league who spent a great deal of money. So it was a really encouraging performance and, you know, thoroughly entertaining. You know, I think everyone went away knowing they got their value for money.
A little bit sometimes that fighting spirit's been lacking in the side, but maybe because you had a good army contingent there building up the seats and also had Normandy vets there as well, maybe that gave them that fighting spirit.
Yeah, there was a good occasion. There was, you know, like you say, the Normandy vets went out on the pitch and took the ball out, and there was a lot there, and, you know, seats for soldiers and stuff. So, you know, it was a good turnout. Hopefully everyone who came along who hadn't been before, you know, was entertained and wanted to come back. And, you know, we put on a show that we wanted to. We want to entertain, and we created lots of chances, and there's lots of things going on, and two committed sides, like I say, and you know, that's always people want to see is that the team are going out there and giving their all, and they certainly saw that on Saturday, and that's what we've got to replicate every week. We keep saying it, but it's about doing it and making sure that we implement the game plan as well as putting the performance in and the commitment and the hard work.
Well, you're 15th now on 20 points, and this Saturday it's away game in the Vanarama Conference, away to Dartford, lying 19th on 15 points. They're having a bit of an indifferent start to the season as well.
Yeah, I've seen them at home. They're very good. They're strong, powerful. Away from home, they've struggled a little bit, but I've seen them play at Torquay early in the season and they were excellent, and they should have won the game. They missed a penalty. They're very strong, powerful outfit, and get the ball forward quickly, work extremely hard, and they make life difficult for you, and that's, you know, we've struggled against sides like that this season. You know, so we've got to make sure that we do the nitty gritty and the horrible stuff first, and make sure that we can implement our game plan after we've won the battle, and that's key. You know, you've got to fight and work for everything and scrap for every second ball and things that, you know, they're bouncing around, and be first to it and make sure that you get a foothold in the game and move from there. So there'll be, you know, it's going to be a tough game away from home anywhere in this league. It's tough, but we need to put a performance like we did against Bristol Rovers, and hopefully that will see us through.
Yeah, we have been talking about the squad being quite thin, but you've made a couple of signings ahead of Saturday.
Yeah, we've had a couple of injuries this week. You know, it's first midweek we've had off for a while, and we've picked up some injuries from last week. It's a bit of a struggle, to be honest, and you know, we are down on numbers, but we've managed to bring in Manny Oyeleke from Brentford again. I think it's his third spell now. He's excellent the first two. He knows how he plays, match fit. He's desperate to get out there playing. So yeah, hopefully that'll be a seamless transition into the side. And we've also signed Andre McCollin until the end of April, who is you know, a workman-like centre forward who's played at a high level for Yeovil and been playing at Kingstonian. But we know that level is a tough level to play at, and you get men out of there and who are capable of playing the games. He's quick. He's strong. He makes people do what, you know, he wants him to do, and he can ignite the team from the front. And you know, we've been looking for a little bit of a spark, and we've not scored enough goals this season, so hopefully he'll be able to come in and help us in that department.
You mentioned you got some injury worries and concerns, then how are they looking ahead of Saturday's game?
Not great at all. Sam Hatton looks like he's going to be out for a considerable amount of time. You know, he came off last week, he got injured in a tackle, and we get the scan results back tomorrow, but it doesn't look too promising on that. And we've got a couple down with a bit of flu, cold or whatever it is, and a couple that are struggling with injuries as well. So yeah, the rest of the lads have worked really, really hard this week. We've deliberately put a real push in training to work them that extra bit harder this week, and we'll be doing again the same next week. But yeah, we are down on numbers, and it's tricky to be able to sort of weigh up not doing enough and not doing too much in training to make sure that people are still fit enough for the Saturday and not picking up niggly injuries and stuff. So it's difficult at the moment with the amount of players we are missing, and but hopefully, you know, we've brought a couple of new faces in, that will give everyone a lift, and you know, if we can bring anyone else in, then we'll try and do that.
All right, fantastic. Andy, thanks for joining us. Good luck Saturday.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth, just been having a chat with a boss, Andy Scott, with his weekly update here on Shots Radio.